Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars, a voyage of the space cruiser Argo. In the year 2212, the Earth was subjugated by the Comet Empire. 5 years of occupation has bled our planet of all resources, leaving Earth a dry, dead husk. Having extracted the last value from our world, the Empire now sends an enormous fleet to end all life on the planet. But the last remnants of the Earth Defense Force have a desperate gamble to save us. In a deep underground bunker, they ready their final weapon, the space cruiser Argo.
Derek, how's the refit coming?
Geordi's got all the hands he needs, finally. He's got them going over every inch of the ship's wiring now. They finished most of the exterior hull work last night.
So, you'll make the launch window?
Yes, even if we have to skimp on some of the work. We can finish it after takeoff.
Are you absolutely positive we can't fill out your crew some more? You've barely enough to maintain one duty shift.
We'll be fine, Wendy. IQ-9 has managed to automate a lot of the ship's functions. Besides, you'll need every hand you can get back here. Once the last group of crew gets here from Central Euroland, we'll be good.
They should actually be arriving at the Argo's dry dock within the hour. Now, why do you look so worried?
Fleet can't spare us any astrofighters. At least, not enough to do any good. I think I know where to get some. But it's a real gamble.
What about this insanity, isn't it?
Okay, recruits, listen up. I'm Jordan Venture, Chief Engineer of the Argo and your Executive Officer. We have a lot more work to do to getting this ship ready to fly and getting you trained up on our systems. I have your assignments here, so after I give you your job, drop your gear at a bunk and get to it. Schneider, Hans. Oh good, I've been waiting for our science officer. Could you give the guys in Stellar Cartography Room a hand? The system has a serious power drain somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Moving on. O'Donnell, Colin.
Oh, this is perfect. Now whose stuff am I moving off my nice upper bunk?
That'd be mine, Shorty.
Shorty? You got a death wish or something?
Nope. Got a problem, Shorty?
Oh, dude. Just let me go find a tree to climb so I can look you in the face and we'll settle it.
You're all right. Name's Max Stevens. Gunnery.
Colin O'Donnell, assistant pilot. Where are you off to?
Bridge. Got to check up with some guy named Vega. You?
Likewise. So, when are you going to get your crap off my bunk?
At the Earth Occupation Headquarters, Major Barrett, commander of the Earth Garrison, receives a communique from his superior, Colonel Nazca of the Orion Spiral Arm Fleet.
Sir, Colonel Nazca is on the line for you.
I suppose we can't avoid this. Put him through to my console. Colonel Nazca, sir, to what do I owe the honor?
We received word that a cargo transport en route to Earth was intercepted and destroyed by rebel forces. Is this correct?
Regrettably so. All hands were lost and the cargo was destroyed. We filed a full report.
Yes, I have it here, Barrett. You are sure that the cargo was destroyed? The rebels didn't plunder it?
They, didn't have a chance to. Our reinforcements annihilated their entire strike wing.
But did you recover the device?
No, it was destroyed along with its transport.
You're sure of that?
Yes, sir. We recovered wreckage of the core.
I hope so. If the rebels managed to secure one of our new comm encryption units, it would be disastrous. Tell me, what reprisals have you made for this attack?
Reprisals, sir? None. I thought what with the impending purification of the planet, it would be a waste of resources to engage in such actions. Why chastise people who are about to die anyway?
Barrett, you fool. You do so because ignoring it only emboldens the rebels. We can't have them thinking their cause has a chance, or rebellion could spread to other conquered worlds. Pick a city. Any remaining population center and level it.
Level it, sir? News of the attack is not spread to the general population.
It doesn't matter. Tell them it is because their production of vital material has fallen off. That is true as far as it goes. The important thing is that it will keep the rebels cowed. We cannot afford to have them start getting ideas about escalation.
At once, Colonel Nazca!
At the Argo's repair facility, work is proceeding quickly. On the main bridge, newly minted Combat Commander Michael Vega begins a systems check in preparation for upcoming launch.
All right, everybody, by the numbers. Navigation report. All systems green, control surfaces responding normally.
Autopilot, passive sensor array, and navigational computers all fully functional.
Good, Drake. Colin, radar?
Radar function normal. Computers function normal.
Communications checks out. All crypt and decrypt functions A-OK.
Sam, Reyes, remember, keep your active sensors switched off until we launch. No reason to give away our presence.
Yes, Mother. Now, how do we tie our shoes again?
Cute, Joaquin. Real cute. Engineering?
Power flow normal, engine check complete, and fully ready. ECS online.
Right. Gunnery.
Main guns standing by. Secondary turrets functioning. Pulse lasers ready. Missile bays loaded. Primary and secondary targeting systems are operational.
Good. IQ-9.
Automated subsystems functioning at peak efficiency.
Auto repair and damage control systems fully functional. Ship's computer network all green. All systems operating normally.
Thanks, Hans. I'll report it to the captain.
No need. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for a splendid job. As soon as the Earthside Resistance gets the last of the supplies aboard, we can take off. As far as the rest of you are concerned, you're at liberty until launch time tomorrow.
Alert! I am receiving a civilian band transmission. Communications, please adjust the system.
Already on it, IQ. Captain, it's the occupation forces. They're attacking the west coast of North America.
What?
We're getting a new signal. Over civilian frequencies.
On speakers.
Yes, sir.
As your production of ore and other vital material has fallen woefully short, you must now pay the price for your dereliction. The population center known as San Francisco has been destroyed. If production does not increase, more such measures will be taken. That is all.
Oh my God. They wouldn't.
Oh yes, they would. Orders, Captain.
IQ, relay the information over the hardline to EDF HQ. Other than that, pray, if you can.
We're going to do nothing?
There's nothing we can do, Vega.
But...
The Captain is right. Without the power from the batteries being brought to us, we cannot launch. We are grounded until our engine can be charged, and that will not happen for at least 24 hours yet.
So we do nothing?
That's right. We sit and do nothing because we must. Our turn is coming. It's coming soon. Come in.
Reporting in, Captain.
McClendon? Come in. I haven't seen you in years. Not since...
Dr. Sane's funeral. Good man.
Yes, he was. Wait a minute. Reporting?
Yeah. Wendy said you needed a ship's doctor. I wasn't doing anything terribly important, so I volunteered.
We'll take you, and gladly, Pops. Ship doesn't feel right without Doc Sane. I think he'd approve. Come on, have a seat.
Well, thank you kindly. Oh, well, bones. I take it you all heard about Frisco already.
Yeah.
How'd the crew take it?
They were all ready to go charging in with fists waving and sidearms blazing.
Sounds like a certain young hothead I met at the academy once. Now, what was his name?
Ha ha. What do you got there, Pops?
Medicine.
Really medicine? Or just medicinal?
Both. We're taking this pretty lady of yours out for the first time in 15 years. Figure that'd bring back some old demons. Want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
I figured that too, but folks will tell their bartender things they'd never tell a doctor. So, what'll it be?
There's nothing to talk about, Pops. What happened, happened. I can't change that.
I know that, Derek. That's not what's got me so worried.
And what does?
The fact that I see the same look in your eyes now as when the Jupiter fleet got wiped out. I know you miss her. You miss them.
If you're asking if I feel guilty, then yes, I do. But it doesn't affect what we have to do. I know my job. I don't need you to tell it to me.
Phew, I seem to have hit a nerve.
A nerve you aimed for?
Yeah, guilty. So, Wendy told me you got a message through to May?
Yeah, we really didn't have much choice.
Yeah, I know. It's inspired logic, really. Just two things.
And they are?
How do you think the rest of the crew will react, and, are you sure we can trust her?
General Singleton, I'm reporting that all launch preparations are complete. The Argo awaits your order.
Thank you, Colonel... Captain Wildstar. Our hopes and prayers go with you and your crew.
Thank you, General. Knowing Earth is in good hands will make our job easier.
Do what you have to do. We'll be here waiting for your return.
We will. Argo out. Navigation, prepare for liftoff. Ops, prepare to open the overhead hangar doors and detonate the facility after we launch.
Yes, sir. Nothing will connect this place to EDF headquarters.
Good. Engineering, give me a surplus energy buildup.
Cold start batteries charging main circuit. Now at 45%.
Auxiliary engines standing by, ready to start.
Batteries drained. Energy buildup at 75%. 80. 100%. Energy build complete.
Engine pressure climbing. Now at 2,000. Connect main circuit.
Begin the countdown.
Engine pressure at 2,700. 28. 3,000. Connect wave motion engine.
Power to the wave engine. Starting flywheel.
Overhead hangar doors show open. Detonation charges ready.
Argo, lift off.
Altitude 500. Ascent angle good.
Belay that. Change course or our orbital ascent takes us past occupation headquarters.
Sir?
No discussion, Vega. Drake, carry out the order.
Yes, Captain. Just in course.
Very good. Ops, blow the charges.
Charges detonating now. Radar?
Sensors show the hangar completely demolished. There's nothing left for the enemy to trace.
Captain, at our present speed and course, estimate we'll be at occupation headquarters in 5 minutes.
Very good. Combat, charge main guns.
Citizens of what has become the de facto capital of Earth go about their lives with heads hung low. The destruction of nearby San Francisco has hammered home the point that Earth belongs to the Common Empire, and that resistance is pointless.
Daddy, what sort of Empire ship is that? I've never seen one like it.
I don't know. It's... I don't believe it.
Daddy?
That ship. It's one of ours. It's the Argo.
The Argo? You mean the ship that beat the Empire a long time ago?
Yeah, that's right. What? They're firing! On Occupation Headquarters?
Yeah, go get him!
Nice shooting, Vega. Radar, go to active scan. No use hiding any longer. Give me a position on the system patrol fleet.
Yes, sir. The fleet is waiting just past outer Earth orbit. They are positioning to envelop us as we emerge from the atmosphere.
How many ships?
We read 3 cruisers, 4 destroyers, and a dozen smaller escort ships.
That's it? That's barely half their ships. Where are the rest of them?
Unknown. Communications. Any stray signals?
No, skies are clear. Aside from the horribly beweaponed Death Fleet right in front of us.
Stow the charm, Reyes. All right, here we go. Battle stations!
Main guns recharged and standing by. Secondaries are online. Pulse defense lasers active. Full missile bays locked and loaded.
Navigation, get us out of the atmosphere. Right now it's just hampering our movements. Engineering, give nav priority on power consumption.
Drake, you need it? You got it.
Right. Full combat speed, Chief. We'll punch a hole right through their formation.
And we'll hit them as we pass. Main guns, target enemy cruisers.
Aye.
New radar contacts bearing 15 by 10. Coming from behind the fleet, a lot of contacts.
Identify.
Computer says they're Tiger-class Astro Fighters. Probably home guards from the moon base.
We are now out of the atmosphere. Trim all control surfaces for spaceflight.
Enemy fleet in range.
Fire!
Direct hits on forward part and starboard cruisers. Both heavily damaged. Scratch that. One destroyed, one heavily damaged. The destroyers and escort ships are forming up around the remaining cruiser.
Receiving a signal from the incoming Astro Fighters. It's on the frequency reserved for the Black Tigers.
On speakers.
Hey again. Star Force, the fighters approaching you are friendlies. You don't target us and we can take some of this heat off you.
Reply, Captain.
Tell her she's got a deal. And thanks for coming.
But they're home guard. They'll be traitors the whole lot.
It's not that simple, Stevens. They're still human, and Earth is their home too. Now, give the fighters covering fire.
The fighters are breaking for the cruiser. Classic torpedo run. They got 6 in her already. Target destroyed. We're moving on to the fringes of the escort screen.
Target the largest knot of enemy ships. Shot cannons and bow missiles. Fire!
Yes! Direct hits. The remnants of the screen are fleeing. Fighters are in pursuit.
The flight lead is contacting us again. Visual this time.
On screen, Mr. Reyes.
You're clear now, Argo.
Oh, May. How many did you manage to steal?
34 fighters and enough light crew to keep us airborne. Roll out the red carpet, Captain Wildstar. Your Black Tigers have arrived.
The Argo pulls away from our homeworld, carrying the new Star Force into an uncertain future. Ahead of them is an enemy they cannot begin to understand. Of more immediate concern, however, more than one crewman watches the Black Tiger swoop towards the ship's landing bay. On each mind is a simple, vital question. Are they shipmates or traitors? You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Episode 2, a Forward Momentum production, based on Uchu Senkan Yamato, created by Leiji Matsumoto and Yoshinobu Nishizaki, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Heard in this episode were Sean Hill as Michael Vega, Scott Breakall as Neville Drake, Zach McHugh as Hans Schneider, Philippa Ballantyne as Sam Vandam, Nathan P. Butler as Joaquin Reyes, Jim Perry as Colin O'Donnell, Emery Kinney as Max Stevens, Dave Rizel as Jordan Venture, Jonathan Edward Dolnier as IQ-9, Silas Carter as May Gideon, Devlin James as Pops McClendon, and Joe Harrison as Derek Wildstar. Also heard were Melissa D. Johnson as General Singleton, Jason Rambos and Ray Perry as the Earth Family, Ducky Patterson as Major Barrett, Eric Olp as Barrett's aide, and Andre de Almeida as Colonel Nazca. This is Mark the Encaffeinated One, Kilfoyle. This episode was produced and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series is drawn from the original Space Cruiser Yamato anime. Composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda. Property-specific sound effects drawn from The Quest for Iskandar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, available through Voyager Entertainment. Sea of Stars is a non-profit fan production, produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to J. Michael Straczynski.
You don't spend all those years playing Dungeons and Dragons and not learn a little something about courage. It's awesome.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela.
And we're the socially functional co-hosts of Anomaly,
the podcast with a unique perspective, a female perspective on all things geek.
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings.
Buffy.
Firefly.
Gaming.
Books.
Costuming.
And general geek topics. The sometimes monthly,
but always entertaining,
Anomaly Podcast.
AnomalyPodcast.com.
Hello there.
My name is...
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
No.
Lisa Corgetta Binks.
No.
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Indiana Jim.
The princess?
No. The princess? She's here? No. Princess, no. What's going on?
The intrepid archgeekologist.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, would you just let me talk for
once? The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hey!
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Look, we talk about sci-fi and fantasy books and movies, creative writing, and what's hot in the world of podcasting and new media.
I knew that you were going to say that.
I also have interviews with authors and even talk a little football every now and then.
Are you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler?
Who says you can't be a geek and a sports fan?
Where are you taking this thing?
Oh, right. Podcast.indianajim.net.
What happens when science on the frontier collides with supernatural potential? What happens when curiosity and an open mind meet fundamental and often deeply disturbing philosophical questions? The Weird Show, a podcast not nearly as serious as this promo. TheWeirdShow.com.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to this Forward Momentum production. If you'd like to hear more, you can visit our website at, all one word, forwardmomentumproductions.com. There, you can download all previous episodes from all of our audio dramas, as well as find Forward March, our news and upcoming releases podcast. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can do so through the website, or you can send us an email at forwardmomentumproductions@gmail.com. Thank you once again for listening.